Okay, Shomer Rabosai, today's daf is Yuma Daf Nun, and we are at the absolute top of Daf Nun. We've been talking about, up until now, is a discussion, at least at the end of yesterday's daf, was a discussion of whether the backup Kohen can use the original Kohen's par if the Kohen Gadol dies after he shechts it. And the question was, how do you phrase it, as the Gemara phrased it, do we say bepar v'lo b'damo shel par? Or bepar vafilu b'damo shofar, meaning that the Kohen Gadol has to go into the Kohen, into the Kodesh Kodashim with a par. The question is, right now, obviously he doesn't leave the cow into the Kodesh Kodashim. He obviously brings the blood. But the question is, when the Torah specified that it has to come in with a par, what is considered to be a par? Is it considered just, is the blood of the par still considered to be the par? Or, no, does the second Kohen Gadol have to bring his own par, because the blood may not necessarily be an extension, be considered a par. So when we had said, we had quoted a machlokas between Rabbi Chanina, well, a couple of people, right? We started with machlokas with Rabbi Chanina and the Reish Lakish, and then we also quoted Rabbi Ami versus Rabbi Yitzchak Navcha. Basically, whether the backup can use the blood of the original Kohen's par if the Kohen Gadol dies in between. So the Gemara says now. So just to be clarified, when Rabbi Yitzchak Nafka is about to ask a question, Rabbi Ami said that the Kohen Gadol, the backup is not allowed to use the original blood, and Rabbi Yitzchak Nafka said that the backup is allowed to use the original blood. And again, because the word bepar connotes the blood. Rabbi Ami would say the word par connotes that it does not connote blood, meaning the blood is the cow, the par is not considered to be a par after it's been shechted, and therefore needs his own par. So, Eisvei Rabbi Yitzchak Nafka the Rabbi Ami. Rabbi Yitzchak Nafka asked the following question: Vatzi es kol par, right? The pasuk says, right, that he has to take the entire par, the entire cow, the entire ox, the entire bull, right, outside, right, all the animals, all the parts of the animal, right. You have to take basically the whole thing, right? The goes on his back. That's the pasuk says. And you have to, and after that's done, you have to take the par right out of Hotzias Kol Par El Michutz Lamachana, right outside the entire Beis Hamikdash, right, everything that's left, right, after sprinkling and offering the insides on the Mizbeach, right, everything else goes outside. So obviously the cow is long dead, yet the pasuk calls it a par. Apparently, you see that the blood is considered to be right a par, does have the status of par, and therefore, if the backup can take the blood, right, that's considered to be as if he took, right, the par, and that should be fine. So Rabbi Ami says, no, Shiyotzi is kulo, and that pasuk simply says that he has to take the whole thing out. Right, it doesn't mean that all the items, right, to say that all these items have the status of a par. But it just means that, just telling you the halacha, that he has to take everything outside of his HaMikdash. Rabbi Yitzchak Nafka asks, again, what about the pasuk that says, v'yas par chatas, v'yas yir chatas? Right, that pasuk talks about, again, both of them, after the blood has been sprinkled, right, so again, you take the stuff and bring it on the Mizbeach, and then you take those animals and you put it outside, right, take it outside the Machana, outside the Beis HaMikdash. So, those psukim are referring to after the animal is long dead, and it calls it the par and the seir. So, Rav Papa says, Be'or u'basar u'peresh, right? Everybody agrees that those three things, with the skin, with the meat, and with the insides, that's considered to be, right, that's called a par, or a seir, or a seh, or whatever in the pasuk. Kipligi bedam, the machlokas is, right, but the blood, right, marsar bedam ekripar, marsar bedam lo ekripar, right, the machlokas is simply whether the blood is considered to be the par, the backup needs to take his own par, and get his own blood, or can he take the original blood from the original part. Amar Ravashi, Ravashi says, Mustavar Kamad Amar Par Dam Ekripar. Makes sense that the backup should be able to use the blood of the original Kohen Gadol, right? That blood is considered to be a par, an ox. Right, Dichtiv, because the Pasuk says, Bezos Yavo Aron al Kodesh, Bepar Ben Bakar Lachatas, Vahal Lachad Levla, etc. Right, this is how Aron comes into the Kodesh Kadashim, or into the Kodesh. Now, Atu Bakarni Maolei, right, obviously he's not bringing the cow in by his horns, he's bringing the blood in. Alapidamo, right, Bakar Lipar, right? The only thing he's bringing is the blood, and the Pasuk says, right, he brings Bipar Ben Bakar. So that seems to be pretty good proof, right? That's, you know, to back up Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha. What about Rabbi Ami, V'idach? So Rabbi Ami says, The pasuk is not saying what he brings into the kodesh. That's saying that how is he allowed to come into the kodesh? What qualifies Aharon? What enables him to come into the kodesh? That's only if he's already shechted, right? The par bin bakar. Right? It doesn't necessarily mean, right? It's not trying to say that the items that you bring in are it's considered disqualified as a par. Right? Again, he has to make sure that he has already shechted the par, and then he can go into the kodesh. Okay, now. We're gonna shift gears a little bit, still in the same basic topic, but this will basically take us to the rest of the daf. Again, we had said right that if the original Kohen Gadol's if the original Kohen Gadol dies after shechting the par, right? So the debate was whether the backup Kohen Gadol can use that original blood or that original cow, that original ox as the par for Yom Kippur, or he has to bring his own. So Gemara says, I don't understand. But typically, the chadash shemay du ba'alehi, right? The chadash shemay du ba'alehi, let me say it. Problem, why is there even a discussion? Why do we even have a machlokas? Right? There's such a thing called a chatas shemay du mesu ba'alehi. You have a korban chatas, and the owner dies. So the halacha is, by the korban chatas, the owner dies, right? That animal is left to die, right? You don't bring it. Right, I mean, and now obviously this cow has already been shechted, so you're not going to leave it to die. But what that's code word for it's no good. You can't use it as a korban; it's no longer viable. So too over here should be obvious, right? The Kohen Gadol shechted the cow, shechted the ox. I keep on saying cow; it's really an ox. Whatever, bull, ox, whatever it is, he shechts the par. Let's just use par, right? The Hebrew word, the shore. And then he dies. So it's a chatas that the owner died. Why is there even a debate? Why does this whole discussion even get off the ground? So I'm later Ravin Bar Adar Larava Amri Tami Tamidech Amarav Amram, your student said in the name of Amarav Amram, Chatas Tziburi, that no, the coin that is only true. When do we say that a korban of a chatas has to die and that korban is no good if the owner dies? That's only if there's an owner. But if it's a korban tzibur, if the tzibur owns it, so then that the korban is still fine, right? V'lo lemisa azla, that doesn't go to die, right? The korban is still fine, and that's why you can still use, right? According to this halacha, right? In terms of this halacha, that's why you can still use the par if the kohen gadol dies after he shechts it. It's not like the Mishnah. Amar lo Rabbi Meir. All right, and a little bit of a backup here before Rabbi Meir says. Mustamas at Tanakama, right? Now the Gemara does not quote this part of the Mishnah. Or I guess the Mishnah the Brisa, where is it here? Mishnah in Tzimura. So basically what the Tanakama that is unquoted here had said that there's a bunch of differences between a korban tzibur and a korban yochid. And we're going to see in a second, right, that were the important ones, right, they're not docha Shabbos. He had said that the korban tziburs are docha Shabbos, and they're also docha tumah, and normal, in general, private, right, korbanos, korban yachid, do not. So Rabbi Meir said, now let's pick up with our Gemara, right, I'm Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir said back to the Tanakhama, one second, I'll give you a couple examples, right, that are korban yachids, but they are docha Shabbos, and they are docha tumah. Right, v'lo par yom kippurim v'chamite koin gadol pesach. Right, the par yom kippurim, right, that's our case, right, the ox on yom kippur, the chavite koin, right, the chavite that the koin gadol brought every single day, and the korban pesach, that's all korban tzibur, the korban yachidu, those are all korban yachids, right, v'docha Shabbos, v'yasa tumah, and they're docha Shabbos and docha tumah as well. So now the proof that we're trying to bring here from is that lav mikol de'ika l'man da'omar tzibur, right? From the fact that Rabbi Yehuda says, Rabbi Meir says, I'll give you an example of a korban yachid that's docha Shabbos, the parsha yom kippur of the kohen gadol, that implies that the Tanakhama holds that the par of yom kippur is a korban tzibur. So the Gemara says, no, that doesn't prove that at all. Right? That's not what he was talking about. And the problem is, and the reason it's not what he's talking about, that's not the implication, that's not the inference that you should make here, is because the following logic, also the following later in the brisa, a different brisa, right? According to that logic, the katani we learned, right? That again, this within this whole discussion, there's a brisa that also had this discussion, and at the end of that brisa says, Amalo Rabbi Yaakov also said back to the Tanakhama, but hello, part halam davar shel tzibur v'siri avodas kochavim v'chagiga. The korban tzibur, right? Ain't docha lo as a Shabbos, lo as a tumah. Right? Rabbi Yaakov said back, right? Again, Rabbi Meir said back to the Tanakhama, right, to counter his differences between korban tzibur and korban yachid. So Rabbi Meir brought examples of a korban yachid. Rabbi Yaakov gives examples of a korban tzibur, right, that are not docha Shabbos and not docha tumah. Right, the par held on Mishal Tzibor and Siri, right? All those examples are Korban Chagiga, right? That's not Torah Shabbos or Torah Tumah, right? Well, if you're telling me that the implication and the argument from Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbi Meir is that these are Korban Tzibors, right? And i.e. the Tanakhama therefore disagrees with that fact, right? Does anybody hold that the par held Davar Shel Tzibor is a Korban Yachid? Right? The par held on Davar Shel Tzibor is of the entire community, right? Of all Am Yisrael does thinks that something is mutter, right? Someone passes that it's mutter, and everybody does it. Really, it's chayiv karis. So everybody, you bring one korban chatas for the entire tzibur. They can tell me that's a korban yachid, right? Just because Rabbi Yaakov said that it was a korban tzibur, it must be the Tanakhama disagrees with them. No, elos rather no. The Tanakhama hamahaderlei, right? Really, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yaakov really just going back at the Tanakhama, at the Tanakhama's rule that there's a definite difference between Korban Tzibur and Korban Yachid, that a Korban Tzibur is Docha Toma, Docha Shabbos, and a Korban Yachid is not. They're just going back at that. They're not trying to, the Tanakhama agrees that the examples brought here are either a Korban Yachid in Rabbi Meir's case or a Korban Tzibur in Rabbi Yaakov's case. Right? But they're just going back on his logic. They're just arguing on his logic. Right, as the Gemara just now proceeds to spell out for us, the Shami the Kamar Korban Sibur Dochas Shabbos is a Tuma, and the Korban Yochid Eino Docha Lo is a Shabbos Lo is Tuma. Right, because again the Tanakhama said that the Korban Sibur is Dochas Shabbos Docha Tuma, Korban Yochid is not, and so they just said to him, Ramlo Rabbi Meir, Korban Yochid Kolahu. Right, is there really a bottom line across the board rule by a Korban Yochid by a private Korban? Right, you have these examples, right? The Korban Yochid Uvi Docha has a Shabbos is a Tumah, and they are Docha Shabbos, and they are Docha Tumah. And Rabbi Yaakov said on the other side, right? He attacked him from the Korban Tzibur side, right? Korban Tzibur, Klalahu, right? You tell me there's a basic, hard, fast rule by Korban Tzibur that the Docha Shabbos Docha Tumah? I'll give you an example that are not. Right, those examples, they're not Docha Shabbos or Tumah either. Right? So it can't be that there's some blanket rule across the board by Korban Tzibur, Korban Yochid. Ella, rather, what are Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yaakov really just trying to say? This is the rule, meaning it's not the Korban Tzibur versus Korban Yochid. This is the rule that will tell me whether something is Docha Shabbos or Docha Yantiv. When Kol Shom is Mano Kavua, if you have a Korban that you need to bring at a given time, when it's fixed, it's a fixed time, you have to bring it that day or whatever, so Docha is a Shabbos is a Toma, then it's going to be Docha Shabbos and Docha Toma. I feel be yachid, even if it's a korban yachid, right? Because that has to be brought that day. But kol she'ein zman kavua, but if you don't have to bring it that day, so ain't a docha lo'ez a shabbos lo'ez a tumah. Afilu b'tzibur. So it's not docha shabbos docha tumah at all, because you can just bring it the next day or bring it when you're tahor, right? Even if it's a korban that tzibur has to bring, so just wait a week or wait a couple of days, right? And then you can bring it. So again, nobody here in this brisa says that the korban par halal davar shel tzibur, that the par of Yom Kippur of the Kohen Gadol is a korban tzibur. Right? Nobody says that. Everybody would agree that it's a korban yoch. Okay. So we still have the issue, right? Again, where Raman said it's a korban tzibur, and therefore you don't have the issue, right? Of it's a chata shemetu ba'alea, right? Rav Amram said it's a korban tzibur. Right, okay, so this Mishnah is not a proof for Rav Amram, meaning we tried to bring a proof for Rav Amram, who said that the power of the Kohen Gadol and Yom Kippur is a Korban Tzibur. And this Mishnah, they tried to bring a proof in this Mishnah, but we explained that no. Nobody in this Mishnah holds, right? Even the Tanakhama doesn't hold that the power of Yom Kippur, right, is a Korban Tzibur. Rather, they all hold that it's Korban Yachid, so we don't have a proof for Rav Amram. So Eser Yavai asks the following question, right? In part of Visar Shal Yom Kippurim Sha'avdu, let's say you lose. I'm not sure how this happens, but let's say you lose the ox or the goat of Yom Kippur, right? The Hivrishachem Tachtayem, and you separate another one in its place, right? Kulam Yamusu, right? And then the implication here, which is not actually written in the Gemara, but it's the implied, is that you find the originals, so then Kulam Yamusu, then you leave the originals to die. Meaning they die on their own, you leave it, and that's a halacha of Moshe Mi Sinai, that there's certain scenarios where, if for whatever reason, a chatas is, you can't bring it, so you have to leave it to die, since you separated something else instead, so therefore you leave the originals, and they're just left to die. So too, if you have a seer if everybody did a avodah zarah, so you bring a seer, we mentioned that before, right? If that also gets lost, right, and you separated another korban for that, and then you find the original, so then kulam yamusu, also the original animals die. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon Amrin, Yiru Ashi Yistayef, Rabbi Machru Vipil Demeim Lendava. Right, and he says, no, you can leave it to graze until it gets a mum, Rabbi Machru, then you can sell it, and then you can take that money, right, and you can bring other korbanos for it. Right, for Kate's Mizbech, right, when the Mizbech is not busy. She'ein chadas tibor mesa, because we don't let a korban tibor die. Right, it's, i.e., meaning these times, right, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, I'd say that it is. Again, what do we start with? The case was Parvasar Shal Yom Kippurim. Right, so they hold that, no, that's a korban tibor, and we don't leave that to die. So apparently, again, that's Rev Amram's Shita. That seems to prove Rev Amram that the par of Yom Kippur, right, is a korban tzibur, and therefore we wouldn't have that issue of a chata shemitzu ba'aleh, right, like that we started with. So Amar Lei, so said back to Abaye, no, my par held dor shel tzibur. No, if you read the Brisa carefully, it says par v'sa'ir shel Yom Kippur. So it means par, comma, i.e., the par halam davar shel tzibur, a par that is brought if everybody does an avera, they thought it was mutter, right? Again, the tzibur does an avera, that would really chayav misa, chayav kares, right? Really, and that's the par halam davar shel tzibur. They bring one cow, ox, bull to atone for that. And that's not talking about the par of Yom Kippur, it's talking about the par halam davar shel tzibur, and therefore, it's not that has no bearing on our case whatsoever. Ay vaha shayom kippurim katani. Well, didn't the Brisa say parvish sari shayom kippurim? So ki katani. Yeah, so in echanami says the sari. Right, that's talking about the goat. Right, it's par, comma, and sari shayom kippurim. Ay vatanya. But didn't the Brisa say very explicitly par shayom kippurim? Here it says straight up par shayom kippurim. V'sir shayom kippurim she'avdu. Rabbi Yehuda Shacherim tachteihem. V'kulam yemusu. Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Shimon. And again, it's the same Brisa over and over, just with those extra words clarified that we're talking about the parshel Yom Kippur, right? So Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Omrim, Yiru Ashi Yistayev, Yimachru, Viplu, Dvim, Nadavash, and Chata Sibur Mesa. So you see clearly that these Tanayim hold that the par of Yom Kippur is a Korban Atzibur. So the Gemara says, Lo Temash, and Chata Sibur Mesa, El Emash, and Chata Ashutfin Mesa. So don't say that it's a Korban Sibur. No, say that it's a Korban Ashutfin. A Korban Ashutfin is a Korban that has partners. That the Chora, it's a little bit different than Korban Tzibur, that it's brought by, let's say, two people, right? So according to Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, right, it's not a par shel Tzibur, it's a part of Shudvim, of Korban, of partners, i.e., like all the Kohanim are again, this par atones for Aaron and his family and all the Kohanim, right? That was the vidui that we saw in the Mishnayos. So it's a partnership between all the Kohanim. So therefore, it's not a korban tzibur, but it's a partner korban. The Gemara says, "Well, the mina kamina." One second. The halachos in terms of letting a chatas that belongs to a tzibur or a chatas that belongs to a partnership are the same. Meaning, you don't let it die. Right? Meaning, it's lechora, it's totally fine. Meaning, Rav Amram had said it's a korban tzibur, therefore we don't put it to death. Now we're telling you, no, it's not a korban tzibur; it's a korban for partners, but that also doesn't get put to death. I mean, it still supports Rav Amram. We tweak it a little bit to say that it's okay. It's classified a little differently, but Lachor, Rav Amram's answer is still a good answer. So why over here are we telling me, right, what's the difference? Right, why do you have to clarify that, tweak that little teretz? Sigmar says, meaning it really is a proof for Rav Amram. Sigmar says, you're right, it is, but why are we telling me that it's a korban of shudfim, of partners, instead of a korban tzibur? To lo maisi kohan and par b'horo. And this is for a totally different halacha. That one of the halachos that a part of a par halam davar shel tzibur, again, as we pointed out, if for whatever reason all of Am Yisrael do an avera that they thought was mutter, so they bring this par, they bring this korban. So that's also true of what's it called? a shevet. Not only is that true of the entire Am Yisrael, but even if one entire shevet, let's say, I don't know, shevet Zvulun, all did this of Eris, they would also bring a par of the Shel Tzibur. So what we're trying to point out over here is that the par, the Kohanim, are not considered to be a Tzibur. They're not considered to be a shevet in and of themselves. And because if they would have, said, Rav Amram, meaning why did Rav Amram say it's a Korban Tzibur? Because if they would have said it's a Korban of Shufim, of partners, right, people might have thought that the Kohanim were considered to be a Tzibur in and of itself, or not a Tzibur, but a Shevet in and of itself, and therefore, meaning, I said it right the first time. I mean, they're clarifying that Rav Amram meant that it was a par of Shufim, of partners, not a par of Tzibur. Because people might think, oh, if the par of Yom Kippur, which atones for all the Kohanim, is a korban tzibur, quote unquote, they might think that the Kohanim constitute a tzibur, and therefore, if all the Kohanim did an avera, they would bring a par helm davar shel tzibur. That's not actually correct. That's only if the entire shevet, if the entire shevet Levi would do a single avera, then they would bring a korban par helm davar shel tzibur. But again, enochinami, Rav Amram's answer is good. We just tweak it a little bit to tell me that it's not a part of a tzibur. It's a part of Shutfin, and therefore that's why we'd have no problem of a Chata Shemetsu Baalea, because in a Chata Shemetsu Baalea, if the Korban, it belongs to a partnership, so then it also doesn't die, and that's why we can have this whole discussion, right, of whether the backup Kohen Gadol can use the original Kohen Gadol's par, even though the Kohen Gadol died already. Okay. Toshma, a little further, again, still on this topic. The boy Rabbi Elazar said, he asked the following question. The Divrei HaOmer, Par B'Yom Kippur and Kol Ban Yochid, right, according to the one who says, right, Rabbi Meir, right, who says that and the Tanakama, right, we assumed everybody in that Bryce agreed with him, that the Par of Yom Kippur is a Kol Ban Yochid, right, it's brought by just the Kohen Gadol, right, and again, just logically, he has to pay for it, so it could be that's the logic here. But Ose Tzmura O Eino Ose Tzmura. What is it able to make a tumura? Now, tumura is an entire masechta that is often confused with truma because it kind of just looks the same. But tumura is basically the concept of if you have a korban and you decide, oh, I don't want to give this animal, I'm going to give that animal. So, what is the what happens over there? Pashtus is that, and again, just obviously cutting very simply, right? The second animal in many scenarios, the second animal is kadosh, but you don't bring it as a korban, right? Meaning. But that's only by a korban yachid, right? Only a korban yachid can you make another animal kadosh through tumura, through trying to tumura literally means a substitute, but through trying to substitute one animal for the other. If it's a korban shufim or a korban tzibur, right? So then you can't do tumura, and even if you say, you know what, I'm not going to bring this cow, we're going to bring that cow, so then that's nothing, right? That's the phrase osa tumura. Does it make the second animal kodesh? So the Gemara says, lav mechal deika lamad d'amar tzibur, right? Doesn't that imply that, meaning, again, what did he say? He said, according to the one who says that this par is a korban yachid, right, does it make tumura or not? Implying that there's someone else who holds that the par is a korban tzibur. The Gemara says, no, that's not the implication, right? The implication is, we call it the Ikel Amanda Amar, the Shufim, not that someone holds it's a Korban Tzibur. It's the implication is, someone holds that it's a Shufim. Again, that's exactly how we touched up Rav Amram's answer. Okay, now, Gufa, let's just go back to what we just said. Right? Again, we quoted this just to kind of prove and hone Rav Amram's answer that the par in Yom Kippur, according to him, the par in Yom Kippur is a korban shutfin, not a korban tzibur. But what about this? What we just mentioned right now? Gufa, bari Rabbi Elazar, right? The divrei Amar par Yom Hakippurim korban yachid, osa tmura, eino osa tmura. Does it make tmura or not? Meaning, is the second animal that if you try and do that substitution jazz, is that going to be mekadesh or not? So the Gemara says, Michael Mevoyle, right? What kind of question is that? Right? Again. Let's see in the Gemara. I guess we have to back up, right? Meaning, what happens by the par of the Yom Kippur, right? The Kohen Gadol obviously is makdish the par, right? He brings it, right? Like we just said, he brings it his own money, he pays for it, but it is mechaper for him and for all Kohanim, right? So the question is, maybe Rabbi Elazar was wondering the following. Maybe he was wondering, That who do we view as the owner of the korban? Is it, does it go based on the guy who's makdish it, who said that this animal is a korban, or do we go based on the people that it's atoning for? The people, again, in this case, the kohen gadol or the kohan, right? Who is the bailiff? Who is the owner? Right? Who is in charge here? Who has the ability to make it tmura? Is it the kohen gadol or who was makdish it from his own money, or is it the people that he's trying to atone for? Right? So the Gemara says that can't have been Rabbi Elazar's kasha, because pshita de bazar miskaper azlinan. It's obvious that in terms of tamura, who has the ability to make an animal tamura to kind of substitute, quote-unquote, kedusha from one animal to the next, that goes based on the guy who's getting, or the guys who are getting the kapara. Dama Rabbi Yevo, I'm Rabbi Yochanan, because Rabbi Yevo said, I'm Rabbi Yochanan, hamakdish mosif chomesh, if, for whatever reason, the person wants to be poda, a person wants to buy back a korban, let's say it became, got a mum, or something. So what you do is you buy it back, and another korban is brought with that money. If the owner buys it back, he has to add a fifth. He has to add a chomesh, which is calculated really as a fourth, but okay, fine. Meaning if the owner pays a fifth if he's the one that's redeeming it. Famis kaper osev atmura. The makdish is, again, that's not the important part for us. The important part for us is hamis kaper, right, osev atmura. The one who is getting the atonement, he's the one who can do tamura, right, with his animal, right? If he, right, again, he decides another animal should be this korban, right? So that other animal has kedusha. Torah mishalo al shachavero tovas hana shalo, and that's also just a different halacha that again Rabbi Yevo said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, that if someone separates truma for his friend, right, that's a thing, right? So that someone else can separate truma from your grain. So if that's the case, so tovas hana shalo, the guy who separates the truma is allowed to give it to whoever he wants. But either way, right, again, we see that the guy who's being mischaper, the guy who's getting the kapara, he's the one who can do the tzmura. So Rabbi Elazar couldn't have been asking, right, who gets to do the tzmura, who has the koach, the ability to do tzmura by the par on Yom Kippur. La'olam pshitalei the baser mischaper azlina. So it must be, obviously, that we follow the one who's getting the atonement, meaning theoretically the kohanim could make tzmura. Not really, but they can make tzmura. The Hamim and Bailey, but the question was like this. Echav ka-kohanim, right, all the other kohanim, right, of the Kongadol's brothers, right, quote-unquote, right, b'kviyusa miskapri, odilma b'kufya miskapri. Are they getting the main kapara? Are they the actual miskaprim? Are they really the owners for tzmura? Or are they getting kapara on the heels of the Kohen Gadol? Meaning, really, the Kohen Gadol is the one who's getting the kapara, and he's kind of extending that kapara to everyone else. Well, if they're the ones who are getting kapara, then they can do the tzmura. If the Kohen Gadol is the one who's getting the kapara, and he's just kind of like extending it to everyone else, so then he's the one who does the tzmura. So that's what the Gemara wants to know. So Tashma, let's learn a proof. Chomer bezevach mi betzmura. Korbanos omor ma'achmer. Then the tzmura, then the second substitute animal. The chomer b'tzmura shebezevach. And the tzmura, the second substitute animal, is in some cases, in some halachos, more machmir than the original animal that was separated for the korban. Chomer b'zevach, the original animal is more machmir in the ways that shazevach noheg b'tzibur b'yochid, because this can be that can be by a korban tzibur or a korban yachid, meaning both the tzibur and the yachid can separate an original animal to be a korban. But dochas Shabbos is a tumah, and bringing that korban can be dochas Shabbos and can be dochas tumah in the right scenarios. Right, we talked about that today. Those are tzmura, and you can make a tzmura. You can have another animal be quote unquote the substitute and be kadosh based on that animal, right? Say you want an animal B for A, so then both of them have kedusha. But none of that happens by a tzmura, right? If you're going to bring the tzmura, in certain scenarios, you can't. It's not the Shabbos, right? We don't really bring it, but in general, but whatever. Anyway, you can't make a tzmura from a tzmura, right? It doesn't extend that far, right? So those are the chumras, those are the extra halachos but that an original korban has by the backup, by the substitute. Right? But in the other way, chomer b'tmur shebezemach, the substitute sometimes is more machmir than the original animal. Why shebetmura chala al bamum kavua? Because you can get tmura kedusha on an animal that has a mum, right? An animal that has, let's say, three legs. So an original consecration, a literal, if you're bimim kaddish, that animal doesn't work. But to do tmura, right, you can, that does work. If the eno yotel lechul ligadeis v'le'aved, and that animal can never be made chulin to the point where you can shear its wool and work it. That's not true of the original korban. Meaning you can sell that back and then use it as right. You can do that. You can shear the sheep, etc. So the Gemara says, so again, that's the proof. That's the brisa. But we want to know, what's the case of this zevach? What korban are you referring to? If you tell me they're talking about some korban yachid, some private korban, so midachat shabbos and tuma, right? It's not dochat shabbos and tuma, right? Now, in Echanami, we had this discussion earlier, but in general, a korban yachid is not docha shabbos and tuma. So the Gemara says, ella the tzibur, rather, must be talking about a korban tzibur. Problem is that miyosu tzmura, you can't make a tzmura from a korban tzibur. That we also talked about today. So ella lav de par, must be the only animal that fits all of this criteria, that's a korban that it is docha shabbos and it's docha tuma, and it can be made, you can do tzmura with it. It must be the par. It must be talking about the par of Yom Kippur, right? That's the only korban that literally meets all of these details, these criteria, right? V'docha is a Shabbos, it has a Tumah, right? The Kriya is mine, right? And the Gemara explains. If docha Shabbos is docha Tumah, because it has to be offered at a fixed time, but if osa tumura, and you can make tumura the korban yachidu, because it's a korban yachid. But again, according to this, and this is the kicker, right? According to this Tana, it's a korban yachid, and therefore you can do tzmura from the par on Yom Kippur. Shamar Rosh Hashanah says, lo, we're not talking about the par of Yom Kippur, but elo sho aharon. We're talking about the ayil, the Kohen Gadol's ayil that he brings as a korban ola. And how can I be mistaken? Rosh Hashanah says it makes sense. These talk about the paro, because if you're really talking about the par of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, tzmura the par, right? In terms of the tzmura, right? It's the tumura of the par, right? Is not docha shabbos and tuma, but you're implying that you're allowed to bring it on the weekday, meaning you're allowed to bring it b'chol, right? Hatumura chadasi, right? The tumura of the par, the substitute of the par in Yom Kippur, is a korban chadas, so tumura chadas, let me say asla. And if for whatever reason you substitute another animal for a chadas, that second animal goes to die. You don't bring it as a korban, right? The implication from the brisa is that if you do tzmura, it's not docha Shabbos, not docha Tumah, i.e., you bring it as a korban during the week. But if you do a tzmura on the part of Yom Kippur, you don't bring it during the week. Right? It dies. A tzmura for a korban chatas does not get brought as a korban at all. So Kumar says, lo, the olam paro, no, maybe really is that we are talking about the par of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. Who might tzmura, so what does it mean that it can be brought, you can do a tzmura on it? Shame tzmura, meaning, in general, we're just talking about tzmura in general. We're not talking about tzmura specifically of this par. We're talking about tzmura in general, and that what's it called? That it's not able to be docha Shabbos, to be docha Tumah, etc. But not that specifically this animal. So the Gemara says, "Ihachi zevach nami." Well, if you're talking about general tzmura, so why are you telling me that the mention of zevach, of a korban, of an animal designated as a korban, is a specific korban that meets all these criteria? Maybe just shame zevach. Maybe we're just talking about korbanos in general. So the Gemara says, no, shame zevach lo katani. It's not talking about the general korbanos, right? Because me, my, how do you know? I mean, the Gemara chomer b'tmura she b'tmura chala al bamum kavua v'eno yotza l'chol n'gez l'yavet. Because what was the second part of the brisa? That a tmura is more machmir than the second animal, the substitute, is more machmir than the original animal, because you can have tmura on an animal that has a mum, and you can never be poded, you can never redeem it to make it chulin, to shear its sheep, and to work it in the field. And if you're telling me you're talking about all korbanos, right? The problem is, Vayika Bechora Meiser. There are other korbanos that you are allowed to make it chulin and use it in the field and shear its wool, etc. Right? The chulin al balmum kavua. Well, sorry, I mean, not that you can shear it, But it's still yotzei lechulin, right? The bechor b'maaser the chalan al ba'amum kavua. No, sorry, that you can. My apologies. That the bechor and the maaser, right? Again, a korban maaser. That's for every 10 animals, right? The shepherd would take a maaser. So those animals can be a ba'amum, right? A bechor can be a ba'amum. So if it is a ba'amum, then the kohen can eat it. Right, meaning it's obviously kadosh, right? You don't redeem it, I mean, you don't use it. And echanami, that part is true. That's why I got confused. That part is true, that you don't redeem it to use it to work the field and shear sheep, but it will be chal on a balmum. So it can't be talking about all types of zevach, all general types of korbanos, because there is a korban that shares that detail with tamura, that sometimes it can be chal on a balmum. So Gemara says, Ramashna tamura. So, well, then why are you talking about general tamura? If you're telling me you're not talking about general zevach, so why are you telling me it's talking about general tamura? Why does that answer work? It seems that the bright is being specific. So Gemara says, shein tamura achzi, zevach ika b'chor v'ika ma'aser. Because I'll tell you, tamura, it has uniform laws across the board. Right? Zevach, korbanos in general, as we just pointed out, have a split between, let's say, Meiser and Bechor, right, that have a little bit of an exception to the general rule. So therefore, Mistama, the word Zevach, which is referring to a specific category of Korbanos, or a specific Korban, like in our case, the Par of Yom Kippur, but the Tzmura, right, that could be talking about general Tzmura laws, because again, the laws are uniform across the board, right, and therefore that's what the Bryce is talking about. Okay, that's a bit of a tough daf, definitely requires Chazara, but we'll go weiter in the Hilgishas tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on where you're listening to this.